May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please do be seated. Now, you're not going to get any of these, but I'll give it a try anyway. These are all advertisements. Hewlett-Packard, the strap line, this is an example. Hewlett-Packard, the strap line is reinventing romance. How computers go together with romance. I've no idea. Jeremy Clarkson. Anyone want to make a guess? Jeremy Clarkson. This is about Amazon. What's the strap line? Amazon is perfect. Amazon is perfect. It wasn't until he went on to Amazon Prime, and now you can watch his programs on Amazon. And so he says Amazon is perfect. House of Fraser. You may have seen this one on the telly. House of Fraser. Your Christmas rules. Your Christmas rules. How about the gold topaz HTC phone? Anyone got one of those this Christmas? No. The pursuit of brilliance. The pursuit of brilliance. Max Factor. The makeup of makeup artists. That's right. The makeup of makeup artists. Anyone got any Max Factor this year? Not doing well then, are they? Seat Leon. Intensify the everyday. Nissan. Innovation that excites. Seat. Technology to enjoy. I told you wouldn't get any of these. Android. Be together. Not the same. Okay, that's enough of that. These are all advertisements. I went to Star Wars this week. The Force Awakens, and it's an epic picture. Who's been to see Star Wars? Yeah, well, some of you have got a great treat in store. It's a brilliant film. And I watched it in 3D, so I got to practically touch the Millennium Falcon. It was brilliant. What I wasn't allowed to see, even though I could see all of these advertisements, they were all there. I watched all of these advertisements. I even watched one for Subway and Mercedes, all kinds of stuff. I could see all these adverts, but I couldn't see one advert. And it was the advert about the Lord's Prayer. The Church of England had commissioned this advertisement, and it was about, it wasn't asking for money, it wasn't saying become a signed up member of the Church of England, it was just encouraging people to pray. That's all it was doing. That's all it was doing. And I think we might actually be able to show it at the end of the service. What do you think, Mike?
We'll have a go.
If you haven't seen it, you can see it after the service. But if we play it now, it'll mess up everyday worship, or easy worship, which isn't that easy. So we'll show it to you at the end so it doesn't all go wrong. The advert was banned by Digital Cinema Media, which operates advertising in the three big cinema chains. And they said that they don't accept, as a matter of policy, any political or religious advertising. That's in spite of the fact that they had up until then been working with the Church of England and even offered them preferential rates to screen the advertisement 6 months beforehand, which I think is rather bizarre, because obviously what happened was they changed their mind. So what caused Digital Cinema Media to change their mind and mean that I had to watch all these advertisements but not the one advertisement that I wanted to see? It was it's a film that shows the Archbishop of Canterbury, a weightlifting bouncer. Who's seen it? So one or two of you have seen it. It shows the Archbishop of Canterbury, a weightlifting bouncer, and the London Community Gospel Choir, and a couple of others, and they are just doing stuff whilst they speak the words of the Lord's Prayer. That's all it is. These are some of the most famous words in the world. Beautiful words spoken by the most famous important human being who's ever lived. Words now spoken by billions of people across the world every single day. words which have been so important to generations of people, generations. And the advert was passed by the British Board of Film Classification. The Cinema Advertising Authority passed it and gave it a U. Yet it was banned in the week before Christmas, which is a celebration which is about the birth of the little baby Jesus. So the whole thing seemed to me to be rather bonkers. And what I thought was that Christmas is being interpreted away from the idea of the birth of the Christ child towards a time for family, a time for sharing. And of course John Lewis have got that wonderful advertisement about sending a balloon to the man in the moon. There's a secularism which seems offended by faith, and digital cinema media didn't want anyone to be irritated by seeing the film, even though I was very irritated that I couldn't see it. So I saw all this other stuff instead. Stuff about buying new phones and encouraging us to eat at Subway, when one of the problems facing the UK at the present time is obesity, seems a bit strange, really. One of the greatest challenges to public health, and we're told to go and buy these great big sandwiches full of stuff. So I saw all kinds of adverts which promoted secularism and materialism at the time of Christmas. Now, this is all great stuff at lunch. You can go and discuss this over lunch. This is all, what did the vicar talk about? Oh, well, do you think it should have been banned? Here you go. The Archbishop of Canterbury said, this is today. So we're on the same page, the Archbishop and I. aggressive secularism threatens to relegate spirituality and sanctity within our society. That's what he's talking about. He's talking about lots of things. Apocalyptic times for Christianity in Muslim countries, all kinds of stuff. But aggressive secularism. This is aggressive secularism. This nonsense that we've got, stopping the Lord's Prayer. Rabbi Mervis said, faith communities have a responsibility to stand together to oppose discrimination and attacks on freedom of religious expression wherever they are found. That's the rabbi talking. Now, I just think it's very strange, especially in this year. This was the year of Charlie Hebdo. Remember Je suis Charlie? Je suis Charlie? Charlie Hebdo published cartoons which were, by any stretch of the imagination, tasteless, satirical, but to many people, utterly offensive. Yet, thousands went to the streets and to digital media to support freedom of speech. Muslims were told that they didn't have the right not to be offended. Just because they didn't like to see nude cartoons of the Prophet didn't mean that Charlie Hebdo didn't have the right to publish them. Yet in our democracy, we're not allowed to see an advert produced by the state church on the Lord's Prayer, which has been classified as a U. It's interesting stuff, isn't it? It's interesting stuff. So go back to Christmas lunch and have a good old discussion about this one and work it out. But what did Just Pray, who organised this with the Church of England, what does the website advocate about the Lord's Prayer? If you'd gone to see it, what did this advert really want you to do? It wanted people to open their minds to the possibility that there is someone greater than themselves. A God who listens and a God who cares and who at Christmas time became human, an action which gave meaning to human existence. Whilst we're thinking of France, prayer is something which characterised the reaction of so many people in France to those atrocities in Paris. It's a natural instinct in times of distress. And what the Church of England was saying was, just pray. Just pray. It was just encouraging people to think that in the midst of whatever situations they find themselves, that they could pray and there was a God who listened. The name Jesus means God with us. And that's the Christmas story. that God becomes like us, understands us, and knows all that it means to be human, and is alongside us. The shepherds come, as we had in our story today, the shepherds come and they visit Jesus and they see the awe and the wonder of Christmas, and then they go back to their ordinary lives as shepherds again. And this is saying that as you go back to your ordinary life and you have to get on with the ordinary stuff, as we go away from the glitz and glamour of Christmas, as we go back to the daily grind, never forget that all we need to remember is that God is with us. The ordinary is consecrated and made holy, and God is only a prayer away. Amen.